Welcome back, Flower Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund, coming to you today as the Marshal of the Posse to inform you about the dangers of what whatever order they want to call it is about, how it's coming for you and why, and how they deceive us everywhere. Little Greta was the star of the world the other day because she was selected for that. She read a speech. It is the exact same speech that was spoken at the Rio conference in 1992 by Severne Cullis Suzuki, daughter of David Suzuki, the noted environmentalist, eco-scientist that's very popular here in Canada. He had his own TV show and all that sort of thing. And where I don't believe in polluting God's Eden, when I walk around it and I see garbage around, I pick it up and carry it out and put it in a better place because it doesn't belong there. And if I had a bigger truck, I'd probably even take more stuff because it's terrible that people pollute and do evil things with it. But there was never a speech like this since the babies in the incubator speech to get us involved in a horrid war to kill people. The same lies, the same place, the same style. The cute little girl crying, begging. It's all Wag the Dog scripting. And most of you probably know that because that's why you're at Power Hour Nation. But I just added that little bit to the news for our benefit. If we could play one of the short commercials that's for us before I get into the news. These are little commercials put out by the Canadian Sports Shooting Fraternities. They're 30 seconds long, encouraging people to vote. And it's, when you watch them on YouTube and you just see the people behind it, like the head of our shooting organization and a family at the range, you know, salt of the earth, good, decent people are going to be turned into public enemy number one by some force that claims to be all-inclusive, loving, decent, respecting human rights and liberty. Give me a break. Can we roll with one?
For 25 years, I've been fighting for the rights of firearms owners in Canada. The 2019 federal election may be a pivotal point in the future of firearms ownership. If this scares you, good, because the threat is real. You have to go vote. You have to make sure your friends vote. You have to make sure that your family votes. Because the future of gun ownership in Canada may depend on it.
And for our American friends, you full well know, too, that the future of gun ownership in your own country depends on it, too. Because especially with all the lies, manipulation, and cheating they can do, and ballot fraud and such like that, we probably have to have an extra 10% just because it'll be stolen somewhere along the line from some sort of hack or fraud at the ballot box, just to make sure we win. And we have to remember that this is Power Hour Nation. And Power Hour Nation doesn't have an IRS to shake you by the ankles like some other places. It sells things. And it sells things from the Power Hour Mall. And there are things to generate life, to make you healthy, to make you strong, to help you recover, to take away your pain, to make you just better all around. It's not a bad deal. And they don't have to lie about it because it's the truth. 10% off Grown by Nature products, 10% off Global Healing Center products, 10% off Good Health Naturally products, 10% off Ron Sally's Miracle Skin products, Heal On and Lamb Cream, auto ship available for Strauss Heart Drops, 10% off and free shipping when you sign up. And I got myself a good bottle of Strauss Heart Drops and some other products from Power Hour Mall. And that's all I know is what came out of God's good earth, the natural herbs, spices, and such like that. They were made. They're the exact chemicals that your body really needs to regenerate and restore. And when we lived in that Eden environment long, long, long time ago, they tell us we had very long lifespans into hundreds and hundreds of years. Probably had a lot to do with it, not computer-generated nanobots flying through our body. UN Security Council will likely meet over North Korea's missile launch diplomat. So we can see pretty much that Mr. Kim here has been playing the art of war and buying time to develop better weapons. But he's an idiot. Because if you think for a minute that you're ever going to launch a submarine-based missile at the United States and not have North Korea turned into a parking lot, where you won't even be the parking lot attendant, you're living in a dream world. I understand that there's great dichotomy in the world with various corporate powers playing games and such like that, but to turn that nation into some sort of workers' paradise and oppress people and allow them to die by the thousands and the tens of thousands is just sacrilegious. Hong Kong set to enact emergency laws as it struggles to contain violence. Well, that doesn't surprise me in the slightest, because China is a police state, and we sacrificed poor Hong Kong to that fate a long, long time ago. Actually, it was kind of funny, as I remember that Margaret Thatcher, when she was speaking there, fell off the stage and broke her leg. Not a good sign. And one thing I can say is, you know, it almost makes me cry to know that there are people so determined and so dedicated to maintain their freedom and to prevent themselves from going into some sort of communist gulag state. It brings tears to my eyes. If it wasn't, you know, as old as I am, maybe I'd prefer to be with them. And at least if you gotta go clutching your chest, you go for a better reason than just going. 10 dead and over 200 injured as police fire on Iraqi protesters. How we've turned that country and many others in the Middle East into failed states, probably to benefit the Saudis so that they could control the oil business and other deep-seated reasons. Some of it even goes back to antiquities, things that were there in ancient times that might be on some other radio shows called paranormal things, you know, great, great powers that may have been described in ancient texts, that may be well known to our leaders that they try to get control over, or just the sacred grounds, artifacts, things that should be in museums. It's like they were looking for something, like the Ark of the Covenant style materials. Very interesting things, because they are in Yemen too, and there's a great fight going on there to take over that country and get control of the land and kill all the people you want to kill. That's the beautiful thing about it. My country's selling all kinds of weapons to Saudi Arabia to just blow them away. Colonel Kurtz from Apocalypse Now couldn't do a better job. That's what Trudeau's like when he's selling weapons on the black market. Well, I guess it's not a black market, but on the market, to give to them to just waste all kinds of villages of undesirables. But that's okay, because they're making money over it. EU Parliament, Boris Johnson Brexit plan, not remotely acceptable. That's one thing I can respect him for, is he's drawn his line in the sand. The people had a referendum, and they were doing everything humanly possible to turn the political tide with propaganda and delay tactics, hoping that they could wear you down so you change your mind again and keep the globalists happy. And I'm glad he set his date, and they're getting out of Dodge. That dodge, because to allow these European courts and this European Parliament to have destiny over you, that's 100 times worse than what America rebelled for against Britain. 100 times worse. And be gone with it. If the only inducement you have is the fact that they wave some euro notes under your face and such like that, then I guess you are Gus. Four dead in a stabbing attack at Paris police headquarters. So I'm sure that is a deep-seated one. Seemingly a guy had a grudge against his supervisor. Well, that could make it sound like, you know, just a typical personality issue, perhaps. But generally, people who gravitate to national security clearances and things like that don't aspire to have a lot of these dysfunctional characteristics as the average person in the street, perhaps. And it's rather strange that, you know, he'd be in an argument because he was deaf. So it's a pretty one-sided thing if you're using sign language and the other one isn't. But seemingly he chased one into a stairwell and had some type of ceramic knife he smuggled into the police station. And, you know, you've got to love, like, in a way that, you know, they don't even trust the police with sharp objects that, you know, they must have a cafeteria in there. Most police stations do. You don't have knives and forks. Like, wow, that just floors me. But was there something they were really fighting out? This is like one of those Inspector Columbo moments, that there is a deep-seated reason or purpose to this. And France and Paris particularly being like the culture center of most of these radical events that were designed to create change, at least until the Yellow Vests came along. It's been a little quiet around there since they came along. But a lot of them were there. And I covered a lot of those stories. And I'm restoring all my videos. It's a long, slow process after Vimeo gave me the boot. But it's a good thing because, one, the place I'm going to is free, and two, it's good that I review a lot of material. But one thing I found in a lot of these events is codes were left behind. Graffiti was left on walls for people to see, and it took you in very bizarre places telling you through slang, internet graffiti slang, who was behind it, how, and why. Analyzing physical evidence showed a lot of it to be most likely government orchestrated. Very interesting things. And then, you know, time goes on, you forget. I forgot, I don't know how, but long time ago, and you'd have to be a real long-term Power Hour listener, because it goes back to 2010, because I covered this with Joyce as well, but I got a tip at that channel when I was doing shows out of that channel. Came to the station anonymously from California, from someone who was working around the ports. And I'll tell you something. This is one that just makes you shiver from head to toe. And nobody'd run with the ball. So I looked at what the guy had to say. It was chilling. And what I could check out, I found out to be true and totally illogical for a company to do this. So I ran with the ball. Probably the only person who would. And Joyce would allow me to run with the ball. And we may have done something. And the reason a lot of people in South British Columbia and Northern Washington State may be alive today is because we ran with that ball. So the message came across. I even saved the email to put with the show that I'll be posting after this show, and that I've uploaded it somewhere else. You might want to check out the Norwegian Star. She is an 1,800-passenger cruise ship that was diverted at the last moment to be a floating hotel for security forces at the Olympics. The odd thing is she was brought here to Los Angeles, California, where I work, and was tied up for 4 days waiting for a crate to arrive. According to the crew was not even allowed on board while they were waiting. They had to stay in a local hotel, which is where I ran into one of them. So it's very unusual that you would disembark the crew, because they know about all the mistakes and problems that are, you know, on any ship or in any business, really, because they're inside. What could you possibly be putting on this ship that's going to the Vancouver Olympics back then, the Winter Olympics? And they canceled their contract to be a floating hotel for security forces. Do you know how much money they were going to make from that? They'd probably have to run several cruises to even come close. And the beauty of it is because you're parked, you're not burning any fuel. So they canceled the contract, got taken to task for millions and millions and millions of dollars, went to dry dock to have their barnacles scraped off. And my big thing is, what's in the crate? Well, wouldn't you know, Washington State back then was on a full-scale nuclear alert drill. Everything, everywhere, and how. They even had forces prepared to come into Canada. Must have been some crate. And after it was all over, I found somebody posted a picture of this ship in dry dock, went to dry dock at Esquimalt to get its barnacle scraped. So you give up, you know, tens of millions of dollars in contract to get your barnacle scraped. And there was a crate beside the ship. Don't know if it was the same one, but well, isn't that ironic that this person, by some strange thing, caught this crate? And other things were found, too, rocket-propelled grenades. One was thrown away, found in a garbage dump. Another one was found in trees by hydro workers. Because I was saying they were going to do terrorism there, big-time terrorism, based on this tip and other information I found. And I didn't back off. I wasn't afraid. You get somebody throws you the ball in a game, you run with it. You go as far as you can, you get a touchdown, you get a touchdown. You get tackled, but you run with the ball. And I think that was probably one of the biggest balls I ever had to run with. And maybe we did something about that. And the world's a different place because of it. They tried again at London, I think, as well. And it didn't work out so good there either. But one of the great internet bloggers gave his life for that story. And that was a terrible shame. Forget his name off the top of my head, and that's even a worse shame. I probably have to look. But he was a very popular internet blogger because they were building the Olympic site on top of a nuclear waste dump that the British had in the Cold War era. So that rang a few bells for me, too, especially with the fact that this young fella passed away. You know, there's a great American named Thomas Jefferson, and he said something about fake news. There's nothing new about it. The most effectual engines for pacifying a nation are the public papers. A despotic government always keeps a kind of standing army of news writers who, without any regard to truth or to what should be like truth, invent and put into the papers whatever might serve the ministers. This suffices with a mass of the people who have no means of distinguishing the false from the true paragraphs of a newspaper. Thomas Jefferson. No better words were ever spoken or written. And tell us the battle that we're up against. It is an information war beyond doubt. Make no mistake about it, that they control and manipulate our thoughts, our every thoughts, with this propaganda they put out. Germany's propaganda minister, Mr. Goebbels, said, I can turn a circle into a square. Today they turn males into females, females into males. They invent all kinds of bizarre scenarios. It's just amazing, really. At least 16 miners injured as quake hits coal mine in Poland. Israel swears in new parliament amid political deadlock. And it's a shame, in a way, that, you know, the criminal-in-chief may still end up being the criminal-in-chief because they want to indict him, but he's an untouchable, really. No precedent in human experience. Study finds nuclear war between India and Pakistan could leave 125 million dead. Yes, indeed, it could. And when we go back to that ancient text from India, the Mahabharata, it appears it happened before. And we definitely don't want it to happen again, because the best fight's the one you don't get into. The consequences are too great. U.S. reportedly warns allies of sanctions as India defends its sovereign right to buy Russia's S-400s. And that's something, it is their sovereign right. They're not our ally, and even if they were, they have a right to go to other places to get military equipment. And in some respects, it might even be better because we could more properly analyze a lot of these Russian weapons and understand what makes them go. But for some strange reason, it's like the mob. You know, they come in and coming over with a couple of my boys and they sit in your store and you got to pay the protection racket or they're going to give it to you. It's a terrible state of affairs. Renewed interest in Joe Biden's official trip to China in 2013 with his son, Hunter. Well, by and large, I believe most of the political class are crooks, and that's why they are part of the political class. They go into it for one reason. It's aggrandizement at the cash register to help themselves to as much as possible. Because it doesn't make any sense, really, when you look, especially at American elections. What do you got to spend to be president? $1 billion? How much you get paid? You know, you got paid $500,000 a year for 4 years. Why wouldn't you just take that money, buy an island in the South Pacific, and enjoy playing with your grandchildren? It just doesn't make sense. There has to be a payback. It's just a basic cost-benefit analysis to tell you that there's some nasty things going on. And when this man walks down the street, hide your children and hold your nose and definitely hang on to your wallet because he just smells so shifty. Trump urges Ukraine, China to investigate the Bidens. I wish the whole world would investigate the Bidens. I used to tease a lot of times when I did radio. You know, you couldn't run for public office till you spend a weekend with George at Guantanamo bobbing for apples. And if you pass that and you come up clean, then you're entitled to get your name on the ballot. But to give them the keys to the store, you know, terrible, terrible thing. So we know that things happened in the Ukraine. A lot of money was disappearing, especially with the last president, the Candyman. And I think on a show I played the song, The Candyman. And, you know, stuff going offshore, their central bank gold disappearing, you know, for safety and security and all this sort of thing. You just see this as the greatest sport in human history, looting the treasury. Bombshell in making Adam Schiff pull a Jesse Smollett and fabricate the existence of the whistleblower. That wouldn't surprise me in the slightest. It also wouldn't surprise me in the slightest that they're using high-level technology to actually spy on the president, or maybe from a moment or two, you know, he could have dropped his guard and have some of that great eavesdropping that used to come out like in Britain back in the day when the newspapers were spying on Princess Diana. Well, if they could do that, I'm sure some people like Adam Schiff must have the resources to spy even on the president and try to catch him in something. But it's like the pot calling the kettle black, not that we burn over open fires anymore, but usually the one who's pointing the finger at the big crook is just another big crook hoping to gain some sort of favor. Ex-Ukraine prosecutor said he's told to back off the probe of the Biden-linked firm file show. That is generally the case, and why I still call untouchables the untouchables, because if there is any evidence to point at something, it's just sequestered off into a corner. No one's going to run with the ball in the media on the front page until there's, like, feet in the street begging for regime change. If that was the other way around, that Trump was suspected in the Ukraine, there'd be endless hordes of people in the street demanding his resignation. But nobody really cares. A lot of people I talk to about, you know, the criminality in Canadian politics or American politics, they don't care. As long as they get whatever vices they appreciate on the plate, they could care less what the politicians do, even if it's to steal all their money. I can't really fathom how that happens, really. But it does. Anyway, I'm your host from Canada, George Freund. I hear the music, and we're going to head for a break and get into a little more news on the other side and maybe get a phone call from a Canadian gun owner. Thanks for coming out to Power Hour Nation.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams Probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
I'm your guest host and head of the posse today, George Freund from Canada. We're going to continue a little bit with the news because a lot of it is just so related to the big struggle that we all face. 1.4 million more Americans than last year have concealed carry permits. Now, if we follow liberal logic, that should mean that gun deaths should have gone up like 10,000 or something like that. But it hasn't. Actually, it probably does a lot to keep crime down. And to tell you the truth, if you really wanted to stop a lot of the mayhem in downtown Toronto, I'm sure if we had 10 or 12,000 concealed carry permits, it probably wouldn't be the greatest idea to be a hold-up man, a killer, a rogue. It just goes without saying. It's logic. You know, they had a meeting with the Prime Minister and seven mayors around Toronto, including the Toronto mayor. But mostly in York Region and Oakville, I think they could find a few twits there that, you know, want to go after the sports shooters and ban rifles. They want to ban handguns completely. And then, you know, you let these people run the world, eh? Because it's just economics. You can't ban anything. It's against the law of supply and demand. You lose. Can't be done. So then my counterproposal would be, why don't we ban murder? Oh, it is banned. Doesn't stop them, does it? And what are you going to do in a gun law that's going to make the guy who's ready to go and get the murder crime shake in his boots? Even if he executed him summarily at the side of the road, he's still not going to give up because he's in a drug war and he's prepared to get slaughtered every night as a soldier in this war. So it just doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense at all. And then they just never give up on this. So then I would say, well, why don't we ban, like, criminal assaults? Oh, yeah, they are banned. Doesn't stop them, does it? And they're fighting a drug war. Why don't we ban drugs? Well, drugs are banned. Oh. Is that so? Drugs are banned. Can't have drugs. So let's ban guns. Then who's going to sell the guns? The guy who sells the drugs. And who's he going to sell them to? Probably a whole bunch of people that shouldn't have them in the first place. And what's going to happen because of that? There's just going to be mayhem. And there won't be anybody with a concealed carry permit. You know, it's a strange thing. You know, my daughter was in a hold-up and murder situation at a bank when she was a young girl. And there was a policeman in the bank, off duty, but he wasn't allowed to have a concealed handgun. In fact, they ban handguns in Canada. The biggest owners of handguns are the police and the military. So, and private security probably too. So, you know, what are you going to do here? That's probably why the chief of police in Vancouver was so much against it. He doesn't want to lose his. What is this? Well, obviously, see, we're all enemies of something. And the only thing I can come up with that seems to fit the bill everywhere is there's a war on for the human race. And this is what came out of Roswell. This is the artificial intelligence beast. And Colonel Corso seemed to have said it very, very clearly in his book, The Day After Roswell. And on my website, conspiracy-cafe.com, I started a library page because I figured out how to embed books in there that are free and open and such like that. And there's a lot of good things in there. And I would highly recommend you you go in and read a few of them. Because that's what gives us the edge, is that ability to read. And, you know, the highlights at my library is the old saying, literacy is not a handy knack. It is a moral condition. The ability to read attentively, reflectively, and judiciously is equally the ability to be attentive, reflective, and judicious. For the sake of just and sane living, literacy is not an optional adornment. It is a necessity. It is the necessity. It is not a variety or portion of education. It is education. It is the whole thing, the wholesome nourishment of the mind by which it may grow strong enough to be the master of the will and not its slave, the judge of desire and not its procurer, the censor of sentiment and not its tool, the inquisitor of belief and not its flack. It is our only path to whatever wisdom we can have, which is our only path to whatever goodness we can know, which is our only path to whatever happiness we can enjoy. And you know where I read that when I was a young boy? Read it in Guns and Ammo magazine. Believe it or not, there was a section called The Underground Grammarian who wrote great things like that. And it taught me about the importance of reading, as well as I was learning about some of the finer points of shooting. And I came away refreshed, completely refreshed, because I want to cultivate the wholesome nourishment of my mind and share it with as many people as possible so that we can enjoy whatever goodness and happiness we can enjoy. No matter who wins the 2020 election, there will be blood. That's an American Thinker article that's on the Power Hour News. And it's one thing I can say is nobody wins a war. Wars are evil beyond belief. And if we're pushed or forced into some sort of conflict, that is the lowest degradation of the human spirit, really. So I always pray that there never is anything like that. But maybe they're preparing for it, and that's why they want the guns, because they're going to go on the offensive. Then you kind of don't have any choice after that. But I have a book on several books of interest in that regard on the page that, you know, one is basically one of the most difficult to read. It tells you what really happened on the Russian front. It's called Defeat in the East by a Swedish reporter called Jürgen Thorwald. To talk about the Russian front brings tears to your eyes, the horrors that are in war. It really does. What the Germans did to the Russians and what the Russians gave back with interest later. I bought it at a flea market as a teenager for 15 cents. It's probably one of the best investments I ever made. I wasn't really ready for what I read in there, but I'm glad I did, because now I'm better prepared to understand how evil can be in the world. And there's no sugarcoating there. And then Jürgen Thorwald became a pathologist, and he wrote books for detectives. Crime and Science, Century of the Detective, which were on my reading list in police college. And that's just thought kind of amazing how you go from war correspondent to pathologist and instructor for detectives. And I have some rare books I put up last night. The Scarlet Book of Freemasonry. That one came into my hands by God's will a few years back. And it talks about how the Vatican at the time, when they still do have an evil side, went after people in an Inquisition-like way. And the Freemasons were top on the list. But it is the ultimate book on stealth and guile and tactics. And when you look at things that were done to people, how they would go after your children to find out the whereabouts of someone they wanted to have murdered or imprisoned. One poor chap, like, he was locked up in a place that, you know, it was just by some fortune he was able to write on something and throw it out the cell window, and it fell in the street, and after a while somebody found it and realized he was being held a prisoner, and he was able to escape and get out. But there was no place for them to run or to go. They'd follow you anywhere to kill you if they wanted to. And, you know, that's maybe why the Freemasons are so secret all the time. You wouldn't want to go through that twice. Fox's Book of Martyrs is another one. I was getting my oil changed in the 1980s, and I found that in the library, and I almost fell into the shelf behind me looking at some of the pictures, because it goes into the Inquisition and the tortures that were used back then. So in the Bill of Rights, when they said they gave Protestants specifically, I was kind of surprised when I reread that, Protestants specifically the right to bear arms in England in 1689. It just reminded me of what was going on back then. And when I look at what's going on today in my own country, and I do have not just a liberal prime minister, but I have one that was a Catholic prime minister, and one of my partners in radio ages ago, swears he's a Jesuit agent. And is there a reason why they need the guns? Are we going back to that diabolical system? Because we see things today that we never saw ever before in a long time. Started with Bush, with the torture. And then it gets into, you know, attacking the free speech. And if you say anything against what they've decided, like climate change, you become a climate denier, a heretic. And people would actually want to beat you in the street for having the audacity to challenge this sort of thing, even though full well it's a fraud. And going through my old shows, I came across a very long article that I had for, you know, support. It was a 1966 NASA document, reveals the goal of engineered climate modification. And I'd forgotten about that, too. This set of documents from 1966 reveals a network of government agencies in perpetual and secret collaboration and the military to modify the global climate. Created by the elitist National Academy of Sciences, decades of an interagency culture of secrecy explains why the issue of covert aerosol geoengineering chemtrails is a taboo topic, to be degraded to the status of conspiracy theory by a matrix of complicit bureaucrats at every opportunity. This is why FAA, NOAA, NASA, and your local TV meteorologist refuse to employ scientific observation when asked to comment on an unusual sky filled with bizarre aircraft spraying. The gradually accumulating evidence of positive results from efforts at weather modification led the Committee on Atmospheric Sciences of the National Academy of Sciences in November 1963 to appoint a panel on weather and climate modification to undertake a deliberate and thoughtful review of the present status and activities in this field and its potential and limitations for the future, page 6. Very, very interesting. And in the timeline section, 1870, Standard Oil Corporation inspired proposals to geoengineer a warmer climate. Standard Oil Company Incorporated was an American oil-producing, transporting, refining, and marketing company established in 1870 as a corporation in Ohio. It was the largest oil refiner in the world. Its controversial history as one of the world's first and largest multinational corporations ended in 1911 when the United States Supreme Court ruled that Standard was an illegal monopoly. So they've been at this for a long time. Another thing I found years ago that I used on radio was a NATO report as well. Weather as a force multiplier. I think that was written in the 90s or something like that. To use weather as a weapon. Climate change? No. If there's any change that we need to change. It's the geoengineering. My webmaster lives in California, and he is just gagging under this toxic cloud. He went on vacation to go camping. It rained, and like this soapy crap came up on the streets, and you felt sick under it in those beautiful forests that still remain in California. Terrible, terrible thing. Countries resisting U.S. pressure to ban Huawei's 5G equipment. Well, of course they are, because they're controlled by this force that can control who our leaders are, where the money goes, and everything else. And that's one thing Colonel Corso said in the day after Roswell, too, is he believed that these were time travelers. You heard Boris Johnson even talk about the fact that the Terminator would come from the future. And then in the book, The Crypto-Terrestrials, they talk about a hidden race of beings, humanoid beings, that exist in our timeline with us that are really running the show. They are the deep state. And because the poor chap was most likely murdered at 34, I tend to believe him more than I believe the people who do the newspapers that Thomas Jefferson was talking about. Optimism about economy slides. Well, when you look at how many people have to work for less, well, we're being taxed. That'll be Mr. Trudeau's budgetary plan, tax and spend, the typical liberal thing. They bribe us with our own money, and I'm sure there's many politicians in your country that do the same thing. They'll take out, we'll say as an example, a $100,000 loan, and you'll get back $10,000. They'll probably steal half, and the rest will be floundered off somewhere else. But that's just the way it works. They bribe us with our own money, and we're stupid enough to give it to them. So maybe we deserve it. Whiskey, wine, and cheese prices going up. That's probably a good sign of real inflation. And it's probably another thing. Like, beer doesn't last. But if you're into doomsday prepping and things like that for something that's economically viable, one of the biggest things for the black market was always liquor products. So if you had a big wine cellar or better whiskey cellar or something like that to store these things in, they retain their value. They're fragile, of course, being in glass. But if you can't afford gold, that's probably something that would really survive as a barter item. Financial services industry slowly abandons Britain ahead of Brexit. Well, that's just giving them the head noogie to say we're going to punish you to some degree. Britain is a G7 nation. It isn't going anywhere. The Bank of England has tons of gold, so if something ever did come apart, that's probably one of the big reasons they want to get out, that they're not telling anybody, is if you're part of the European Union and they control you, then they control all the gold in the Bank of England. And if you separate, it's like, adios amigo, you know, we'll send you a care package, but that gold is our gold, and it stays that way. So there could be a very, very distinct reason why they want to get out, and they want to do it on time, because this economy could be coming to an end at any time, as we see from the money the Fed is putting into the midnight banking supply. It's ominous, really. Scottish government extends ban on fracking. Well, that's a bit of good news, because that's one of the most horrible things that you could possibly do, is crack the earth underneath and bring all sorts of toxic things to the surface. You know, they talk about green energy and all this sort of thing. One of the things, I like to look at the Google Doodle sometimes. I haven't done that in a long time because a lot of people don't understand what I'm doing. But I did look at one that was up the other day, and it's very, very interesting, really. Very interesting, because you see, like, these blocks being built, almost like they're building the Google Digital City. And the character involved is a famous scientist, Sir William Ramsay. It's 167th birthday. And he discovered, for, you know, all the gases like neon and argon and such like that, the noble class of gases. But he also discovered radon. 21,000 people die every year in the United States from radon poisoning. And one of the biggest ways you do that is by opening the ground for geothermal. You release radon into the environment. And I'm sure because it's in your basement, probably a whole lot more is coming into you than you ever thought of. So you think you got clean, green energy, and maybe you don't. But what I read in that picture of him putting these little blocks on Google is like he's building the Google city, the digital concentration camp, and it's almost like the hidden message is they reserve the right to gas us as required. That's what I read in the tea leaves for that. EU can be forced to take down certain material for Facebook. Well, I'm sure between Facebook and the EU, it's like good cop, bad cop. I don't think we have anybody good anywhere along the line taking down what people think. If you don't like it, you don't read it, you don't look at it. Very simple. Russia considering imposing digital tax on Google and Facebook. If the economy's going down, they got to get money. They're like somebody desperate. They'll take it. First fossil skeleton of the ancient Phobos shark has been found. Isn't that amazing? A lot of weird creatures came out of the southern oceans when they were drilling around Antarctica and such like that. So we wonder what really could be under that Arctic ice. A lost civilization, perhaps, still with living things, because it's very warm. There's geothermal waters down there that are warm and supportable of life. Face First and Amazon want to influence facial recognition laws. Motorola joins the push for a surveillance state, activist post. So we see very clearly this establishment of the complete Orwellian nightmare. Based on what we see in China, there's absolutely no mistake that you'll be monitored everywhere you go. And the appropriate citations attached to you for jaywalking or parking or anything else, or for whatever tax they want to have. You'll be trapped in this matrix of silicon that you can't get away from. Colonel Corso said very clearly, we're spreading it around the world like Ebola. And it is our trap. And it is hostile. He made that very clear, too, that it is a hostile thing that they were dealing with back then. It pretends to be nice. And the propaganda that they've used over the years is to make it sound like it's some sort of super nice thing. Remember, you know, C-3PO, RTD2, or R2D2, and all these other little kid characters that you grew up with to make you sound like everything's benign and friendly and happy. But no, it's the other way around. Mosquito-borne triple E virus kills Michigan resident, fatally marks fourth in the state. Part of any of these diseases is always having a healthy immune system, for sure. That's your first line of defense. That is your ultimate concealed carry permit, and you don't need a permit to have that. You just have to put the right foods, minerals, nutrients in your body to give you the best fighting chance. And frequently, as Daniel found out with his dog, with the cream, they work a whole lot better than things from Big Pharma. For my dogs, a lot of times, I used colloidal silver in their eyes. If you had a sty, had my dog get a sty, put colloidal silver in there. I had a sty once. I used colloidal silver, went away in no time. And, you know, it was very, very perfect. And when you talk to people about it, they look at you like you're weird, but when you're a baby and you're born, they put silver nitrate drops in your eyes. I wonder why. Silver is good for you. It works. No doubt about it. And those are important things to remember all the time. One of the biggest, you know, events that we're not allowed to talk about, like the conservative leader was here in Canada, Mr. Scheer, was put up on the rocks that he's going to reopen the abortion debate because he doesn't believe in it. And neither do I. I look at it as a form of genocide for the AI. That's one of the slices of the death of a thousand slices. They want to reduce the world population. They start out with the most innocent and helpless to make this a women's rights issue. But when we find out what they do with the aborted babies, then I say it's women are enslaved. You're being used as concubines for some sort of multinational pharmaceutical or biotechnology company to supply parts for their research. And that these things, these little people, are basically tortured to death, vivisected. It's like cutting you open alive. That's what the Japanese did in their horrible medical experiments. And that somehow we condone this as a human rights issue to say that this is okay, this is the way to do business, and that because of that we're better people. It just shows you how we've moved from Christ to Antichrist so clearly and precisely that we're willing to sacrifice our children. Mr. Scheer, of course, is realizing that he's up against the wall with political correctness, and if he voiced or tried to stand up for his opinion, he'd be vilified. And what I would have done if I was in his place, because playing the devil's advocate sometimes in debate is the good thing, where you come on the side of your adversary and say you agree with them, and you're going to go further than them to show them how evil they are. And what I would have done when the reporter put me up against the wall for that, because he's kind of thinking, yeah, there's nothing you can do. I got you. I got you. You know I got you. I'd say, you know what? I agree with you. I'm going to open Parliament when I'm elected with a therapeutic abortion. And you, Mr. Reporter, are going to assist the doctor and squeeze the head and feel the brain matter dripping down the forceps into your hand, and you will hold the dead child up in the air and claim victory for women's rights. And we will televise that to the whole nation. Will you do it, sir? Mr. Trudeau, will you allow this? Because if I win, you'll be leader of the opposition. And finally show the world what we mean and what we stand for. I think they would scurry off into the corner pretty fast. Because if they actually did have to see what they did, I think they would be truly sorry and shameful. And maybe that could save tens of thousands of lives or more. Anyway, I'm your guest host from Canada, George Foyne. Thanks for coming out. Our nation, because it is a breath of fresh air, we will fight the demons. And we'll beat them, because they really don't have a leg to stand on, except a crooked one. And we'll see you next time around, and don't forget to tune in tomorrow for some more liberation. We appreciate it. The world appreciates it. And God appreciates it. Good day.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using carnivora, because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.